This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, always so much that we're getting to on this show. And right from the get-go, we're going to our pal, Lori Lewis. Lori Lewis with Talk Media News. And it's interesting, Lori sent me some notes about something that I was actually paying attention to today pretty deeply. And when I say pretty deeply, talking about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunfanning, appeared before the Senate Armed Service Committee. He was there actually for a long time, 2.5 hours, for this confirmation hearing. And what happens is, as Lori knows, and we're going to go deeper into this, lawmakers each had the opportunity to speak and question him for about 5 minutes. They have their own way of doing that with specific speech patterns and question style. We see it. We play those clips, and sometimes it infuriates people because they don't really get the whole story. And they ask a whole bunch of questions from the issues related to the top of the news cycle to more niche ideas. And they often reference press reports furthering, if you will, as she says, as Lori says, and I agree, an understanding of a topic in the public sphere. Am I right, Lori?
Yeah, that's right, Kate. So what happened today is we saw Dunford testifying, like you said, before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And so the way that we're going to think about this, when you think about how this this event then was translated to news, is that news is often written in, like, what I'll call thought bubbles. So Dunford made many statements on many topics during this 2.5 hours before this committee, but those topics, you know, can be represented in different stories based on, you know, the topic of conversation. So for example, some of the headlines that could have come out of this hearing, no change in North Korean force posture despite rhetoric. And this was when Dunford said that, you know, despite the political bellicose rhetoric that we've seen back and forth, there really hasn't been a change in North Korea's military force posture. And that's significant. Another one, he gave his personal opinion, and this is an opinion that he said he gave to the White House, that currently serving transgender troops shouldn't be kicked out. This was the first time we heard that from him. We heard this from other officials that was their position. But he's, you know, the top uniformed military official in the entire United States. And so one more for you here. He also said that pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, this is a deal signed in 2015 between Iran and six world powers. He said pulling out of this deal when Iran is still in compliance of it would complicate negotiating future agreements. And so, yeah, this is the pattern of this testimony is a pattern that you might see, or the pattern, excuse me, of news coverage of this of testimony is a pattern in coverage that you might see similarly from, like, press conferences where one event, multiple ideas.
Yeah, I love the way you explained that because you're right, because we're talking about North Korea. So there you go, North Korea. And as you said, the interesting news, too, was the transgender troops shouldn't be kicked out of the military. As you pointed out, that's something that we hadn't heard from him before. And while we're talking about all this, one of the headlines, the comments that he made about the 2015 Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah, so that's right. So the Trump administration is currently debating whether to leave the deal. The Trump admin has said that Iran is in violation of the spirit of the deal. They haven't actually pointed to a section of the text. And so this deal traded sanction relief with limits on Iran's nuclear program, some of them being temporary. And Kate, if you could play this clip, that is the exchange between Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat of Rhode Island, and Dunford.
All right, roll it, guys.
If you haven't seen Mr. Burns's series on Vietnam, I suggest that you pay attention to it, and I suggest that you examine the tensions that existed between the civilian superiors and the military. And I believe that you will come to the conclusion that the military advice was not given the weight and effect that it should have, which was one of the factors in leading to 58,000 names on the wall in Granite, not too far from here.
All right, so that was the wrong clip, but it was about, but that's okay, because that was about John. Exactly. It was about John McCain. That was John McCain telling him to watch Ken Burns, who we know is a fabulous documentary maker, and talking about the new Vietnam War documentary that he has out, and to think about dereliction of duty. So actually, it's kind of interesting. We'll jump back to the other thing, but it's interesting to jump to that, because that was something also that came up. Explain that and why McCain went there.
Yeah, so I found this interesting, and we were talking about how UC News spoke, but I didn't actually see this covered anywhere yet. There may have been tweets about it. They definitely actually were tweets about it. But Senator John McCain and also Senator Angus King, they both brought up dereliction of duty, the idea of it, and the way the military and its civilian leadership related during the Vietnam War, and the point that the senators was making was that the military needs to essentially seek troops to power, and that the military needs to give its best advice, even if that's not heeded by civilian leadership. And this is interesting because it's clearly, you know, these senators saying, you know, make sure that you're telling the executive branch the things that it needs to hear, not wants to hear, but needs to hear. And once we do get back to that Iran nuclear deal clip, I think that this might be an example of where, you know, this military official is openly stating his position that is contradictory to that we've heard repeatedly from the executive branch.
Yeah, so let's talk about that in case we can't get that up. Let's talk about what was the meat of that. What was the meat of what Dunford was saying about the deal?
Yeah, so the meat of what Dunford was saying about the deal was that Iran's in compliance of it, and he's saying that the U.S. does take issue with other things that Iran does, like its missile threat, like maritime threat, like its support for proxies globally, like its cyber activity. But he's saying that this nuclear accord was only about its nuclear program, and this is a deal that the U.S. signed on to. And he said that when the U.S. signs on to a deal, the U.S. needs to keep that deal, lest it become more difficult in the future to negotiate deals. And he made these comments actually directly after being asked by Senator Jack Reed about what pulling out of the deal might mean for negotiations with North Korea.
Yeah, and boy, and that's interesting because that relates to what we're talking about, obviously. And as you mentioned, and I said to you, that's the headline related to Dunford and Iran in the news, but focusing instead on him acknowledging the compliance with the deal, as you mentioned. So it is interesting. It goes to what you said before. It's the filter. It doesn't have to be a partisan filter, though, does it?
No, the news filter doesn't have to be partisan, Kate, like you just mentioned. So let's these comments then were made about the Iran nuclear deal. A lot of the headlines that you saw written about these comments were Dunford says Iran in compliance with nuclear deal. Other headlines, and what I chose to focus on, because all of us reporters are doing our best to filter this, and, you know, some of us trying to take on an unbiased full view of it.
Right.
Others of us, you know, writing for a partisan outlet.
Sure.
But, my headline, though, instead was focused on Dunford saying that pulling out of the accord would jeopardize future deals, because this was his professional opinion, and
yep,
he's not the one who's certifying Iran.
Exactly. 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 Perfect point to end on, Lori Lewis. Thank you. Very good. Stay with us.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Welcome to another edition of The Other Side. Joining me is my husband, Paulie, for his take on what's happening in our life and for what else is going on in the world. And he's back again to rock things up. Hey, Paul.
Back again. I understand I got tens of fans around the country in Canada now, so I just didn't want to let anybody down.
Yeah, and say hi to Izzy. Izzy's worried about you.
Hi, Izzy from Missouri, right?
Yeah.
And Louisville and Charleston and Canada and Austin, all points in between.
Don't let your ego get too big. Right? We only have a, you know, our house is, I don't know, 2,400. Is that what we have? How many square feet do we have?
You're even inflating that.
I don't know what it is, but it's close to that, right?
So.
It's not like our, we have a pal, right? The Cashins. What do they have? 10,000 square feet? I don't know what they have.
It's about six.
About six. What do you think their heating bills are in the winter? That'll be another $2,000. That's why they never have any food in their house, because they have to pay so many bills, electricity, all that.
Keeps them skinny.
Boy, that's a way to go. Get a big crib where you have to pay crazy amounts of money to heat it, to cool it, all that kind of stuff, to run the pool and bring in the massage people and the people that have to clean the house, because she can't clean the house, you know, because it's too much to deal with. So that's what you do. That's how you lose weight. That's a great weight loss plan. Dang. We just came up with it. Buy a big crib. Have no money for food. Okay, so I do want to talk about this here right at the top. I have a speaking gig coming up in Louisiana, and you're going to go with me. And it's always fun. So people want us to kind of peel back the layers of our life a little bit, or maybe you don't, but we'll do it for you quickly. And besides doing this, which I love, I'm either on the stage speaking or I'm speaking behind a mic. And I'll be talking about the art of influential listening. I'm doing it for an incredible group of librarians across the great state of Louisiana. And you're going to come with me. Are you excited to go?
I'm very excited.
I just want to make sure you take a lot of great pictures so we can send them the pictures. And plus, it's good to have the pictures.
I'll take your picture.
I'll take your picture. Thank you. What maybe the listeners want to know. You've seen me speak before. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? What am I? How would you rate me?
Above average.
That's not a scale of 1 to 10. What's the number?
That was on a movie we saw tonight, so I just thought I'd use that.
Okay, what's the number, 1 to 10?
1 to 10?
10 being the best.
I'd say you're a solid... Last time I saw you, you were a solid 8.
Oh, that is brutal. That is brutal. And somehow we stay together. You're a solid 8. Nice. We'll have to well, when we come back next week, we'll tell everybody what you thought. Speaking of what we think, you and I both like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's been in a couple of movies that we've enjoyed, and apparently he's going to play Teddy Roosevelt, or Roosevelt, depending on your accent, in a Martin Scorsese film. I'll be curious about that. I love Teddy Roosevelt. You and I are both big fans of history, and we've seen things on Teddy before, and I think this could be really cool.
That should be fun.
Yeah, and of course, what is Roosevelt known for? What is his legacy?
Rough Riders, being in the Rough Riders. That's his.
Well, no, I think more. Yes, he was in the Rough Riders, but I think his legacy is conservation. That he created the reserves, the preserves, the national parks, the forests. He was really high on that.
Right. Yeah, that was his legacy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Whatever you say. Well, who's your favorite person from history? Let's just take presidents. Who's your favorite president? Who is your favorite president? Now, forget the current people, because I'm going to say go back a little bit. I mean, unless it is someone currently.
I like FDR.
FDR. The New Deal?
That's right.
You know, I am a Tom Jefferson fan myself. I love Tom Jefferson.
Yeah, kind of hard to go wrong with Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, I don't know. I just, states' rights, I thought he was brilliant at that. And I thought, well, listen, all the founding fathers, if you think about, and I've dragged you through the history books with me in Philadelphia, and if you think about what they, and put this on your bucket list, if you've never been to Philly, go to Philly with the Constitution Center. You and I have been there. And you go to Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, all that. It's really cool when you actually see it and you think about them sitting in that actual hall, especially with what we have going on now. But you think of them sitting in that actual hall, arguing, disagreeing, crafting what would become the Declaration of Independence and signing it. That, it just, even from the time I was, the first time I went, because I grew up close to there, I was probably 6. And even then I thought it was cool. What was your experience like?
Yeah, I ended up actually going to Colonial Williamsburg first, and it was similar, and it was pretty mind-boggling. And so I ended up being able to go to Philadelphia afterwards in Constitution Hall. That was really something to be standing inside that building.
Right, because then you could see how the Constitution was crafted and how it's been interpreted over the years and the challenges and whatnot. So what else is going on? How's the dog? How's Mahalo? Mahalo went for a 2.5-mile walk with no water. Paul, so everyone knows, Paul forgot the water. He was in charge of bringing some water, and he didn't bring any water for him, so his tongue was long by the time we got in the door.
He's currently passed out right behind you.
He's currently passed out. He needs water. We have to go get a trough and put it somewhere in the house so that he has water to drink, I think.
He has water to drink.
Yeah. And so we've been trying to do that. We've been trying to walk him since the weather has been a little bit better. Some of you listening to us have a little bit cooler temperatures. And some of you, I think, in fact, most of us are dealing with hotter temperatures. And when you have a golden retriever, and he was shaved for the summer, but then their coat gets thicker, and that leads to, you know, you can't take them on walks when it's hot like that. Not 2.5 miles, too much.
Too much.
It is too much. And so because of the speaking thing, sometimes we're like the speaker's bed and breakfast, and we just had a really cool speaker. Her name is Anna Liotta. She's going to be a future president of the National Speakers Organization. Some of you guys out there can relate to your wives, have their friends come over and have a slumber party for a couple of nights or a night, and what's that like? And you really liked her.
Yeah, she was very cool.
Yeah.
Had a great story.
She had a great story about her, and I'm sure she wouldn't care if I share this because she shares it speaking, about her dad actually being in a dojo with Bruce Lee. And, I mean, she said that people didn't believe him, and it was true. It was a true story. And then Bruce Lee was in a restaurant where he was with some friends, and they said, oh yes, so go ahead, go up to him, and he did, and immediately he knew him. I love that story. And she came from Seattle. So in Seattle, I mean, what's Seattle famous for? Their waterfront, the Needle, Pike's Market, right? Have you been to Seattle? Oh, you have to go to Seattle. Seattle is a fun place to go and visit. It's so green, incredibly green. All right, so we have a couple minutes left here this week, and we're going to go see that Billie Jean King movie, right? What's it called? Battle of the Sexes, which was be the Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King tennis match from the 70s. Do you think things have changed since the 70s and the Battle of the Sexes?
Not much.
Not much. Not much between men and women. Same thing. Really? Well, I think some things have changed. It'll be fun to go and see it. You wanted to go see it because you like tennis. And you like the idea of seeing Emma Stone play her, and who knows if it'll do well at the box office, though. Because movies are taking a bad hit lately. It's expensive. You go, and if you have a big family, certainly, it's crazy and out of reach. There's another movie we wanted to see, actually, with Tom Cruise. What was that movie? Remember, it was about the guy who infiltrated the drugs.
American Made.
Yeah.
He was the pilot, CIA pilot.
Yes. And that pilot got murdered eventually, but he really brought down a lot of drug kingpins. And I can't even remember his name now. Do you remember his name?
Not at the moment, no.
But that movie looks like that would be pretty good. So maybe we'll go see that. How much money do you have in your wallet? Do you have enough for both movies?
We shall.
Is that going to be like $100 for us to go see that?
Yeah, because we got a book online.
That's so brutal, isn't it?
Surcharges kill you.
All right, thanks, Paul. We'll talk again next week.
All right. To all my fans, peace out.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In our virtual green room right now, we have Helen Redman with us. Helen is a licensed clinical social worker. She's an expert in addiction. Boy, we talk about that a ton on America Tonight, specifically working with drug users, people with psychiatric diagnosis, and she holds an hour to fill up, but she does provide consultation and training in tobacco harm reduction. And we've talked a lot about this whole push-pull over smokeless tobacco and what's going on there and what the FDA is doing and their announcement about the tobacco products and how it's been a game changer for a lot of people, frankly. And I've seen this in my own family, not me and not my husband, but people deeper in, cousins, etc., what it's done for them as far as, you know, let's face it, getting off of the cigarettes, which we're taking them down a really rough path, frankly, because it was so hard to get rid of that addiction. But I don't have to tell her. You can hear her in the background. Helen, that's the first question. First of all, thanks for coming on. How tough is it to get to wean yourself off of cigarette smoking?
Well, I think it depends on a couple of factors. How long you've been smoking, if you're using nicotine because you have a mental health diagnosis. We know that nicotine really helps people decrease anxiety and depression. It gives people energy and focus. So I think it really depends on what the nicotine is doing for that particular person. I would say, though, I actually believe, and we know it, millions of people around the world have stopped smoking. And guess what? They did it without any help at all. No nicotine gum, no electronic cigarette, no lozenges, nothing. They just made a decision to quit and they did it. So I actually believe, for a lot of people, they can quit. quit. And it's not as hard as it's always made out to be. Again, it depends on the reasons and the benefits that you get from nicotine. And there are many benefits of using nicotine.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting. What are the benefits of using nicotine?
Well, for people who have mental health diagnoses, schizophrenia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, nicotine decreases the feelings of being anxious and being depressed and help people function in the world. We know that. We also know that nicotine helps with concentration and focus. And so people who have ADHD, nicotine acts as a stimulant. It helps those folks actually pay attention and be a part of the world. So there's just so many benefits. And unfortunately, for a very, very long time, nicotine has been seen as a dirty drug, much like heroin has been seen as a dirty drug. But delivered through an electronic cigarette or patches or gums, it's quite safe to use nicotine.
Yeah, and so along those lines, in talking about switching from cigarettes, et cetera, the FDA, and I mentioned the FDA at the top, just announced that talking about the anti-tobacco flavoring ordinances that they have in Southern mm-hmm. California, and what is that doing? What happens when people can't get their smokeless product? You know, do they go back to smoking?
Well, I don't know. There's certainly potential for that to happen. I mean, these anti-flavoring ordinances are really the wrong way to go. I mean, they're based on this false belief that flavored e-liquids are being promoted by big tobacco, and they just want to hook another generation of kids. And nothing could be further from the truth. There's no data to support that. Young people have a flavor preference. There's no sales data, for example, that show all these adolescents are flocking to a product that is made by big tobacco, and they're all buying this lemon-flavored e-liquid. There's just no evidence of that. And I believe that for some people who want to ban these flavored e-liquids and menthol cigarettes, I mean, they have really good intentions. I think that's true, but this is not the way to go about addressing the needs of smokers. And what it really does is, I mean, we hear a lot about the children, and I just want to say, what about the parents? What about the parents who smoke? And so we know that these flavored e-liquids, they help people transition from combustible tobacco, from Camels and Cools. And the flavors are really important because pure nicotine liquid, it doesn't taste so good. And so these flavorings do taste good, and they help transition. They help psychologically and physiologically for smokers to make the break from combustible tobacco and transition to electronic cigarettes. And at some point, going back to a traditional cigarette just tastes horrible. So we have to help parents of children transition so they don't suffer from smoking-related diseases and early death, so they're actually there for their children.
Yeah, so what's your concern about, especially in California, there's a big movement afoot in different areas to ban the sale of any flavored tobacco products. That's what we're talking about. So cigarettes, cigars, little cigars, pipe tobacco, electronic mm-hmm. smoking devices like what you're talking about. And some say, look, this is a violation for tobacco retailers. And having them saying they can't sell any flavored tobacco products is also smashing into their profits, but they're two separate things. So let's take first the ban of, which we're talking about, these tobacco products. You've explained why that can have such a significant impact, but does it concern you that there's votes on this and there's ordinances where they're prohibiting the sale of the flavored tobacco in Northern California and talking about it in Southern California, that this spreads to other places in the United States?
Yes, they've got it all backwards. I mean, the notion that you can ban anything and people aren't going to go to another city to get flavored e-liquids, or the development of a black market in particular menthol cigarettes. I mean, we have black markets in the United States, so the bans don't address the problem, but there isn't a problem. I mean, they see a problem where there is no problem. And what they need to do in California and any other state that is thinking about banning flavors is to not do that and to actually promote the use of electronic cigarettes among adults who are smoking combustible tobacco. That is the project that they need to take up. That is what they need to put their time and energy, money, and resources into, is helping adult smokers transition to electronic cigarettes, which are 95% safer than traditional cigarettes. I mean, we do not have a problem in the United States with young people becoming dependent on electronic cigarettes. In fact, year after year, we have seen drops in the rate of young people smoking in the United States. And I would also add that if a young person chooses to vape, a lot of young people are doing it because they enjoy experimenting. We know that young people like new things, risk taking, you know, they see them on the internet, and so experimentation is one part of it, and that's what young people do. You can't stop that. And we're seeing that we're not seeing that young people are using them on a regular basis. However, given a choice, I think most parents would start out saying, you know, I don't want you to use nicotine. You could become dependent on it. But if you do choose to use nicotine, I would like you to use an electronic cigarette because they're safer by orders of magnitude. And so if a young person chooses to vape, that's actually a healthy choice.
Right. And so you're saying basically it would push kids in a different direction. So it could actually have the reverse effect if that continues to be what the trend is. So people who are sitting here listening to this and they're saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. I sometimes partake. I sometimes don't. I don't see what the big deal is. What can they do? So what would you tell them to do? Write to their city councils, et cetera?
Well, I think the vaping community, and they have stood up in San Francisco, so it's going to go to a referendum. The vaping community has to stand up against these vaping bans and tell the truth about it, because that's the other thing that is sorely lacking in the United States. There is just a tremendous amount of misinformation. It wasn't that long ago that the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, in his comprehensive report on smoking, he called electronic cigarettes, quote, tobacco products. That is wrong. So the vaping community and the manufacturers of vaping products have to stand up and fight these bans, because it's really a life or death issue.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this. Life or death. I'd love to know what you think, the listeners of America Tonight. You can weigh in. Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Let's weigh in on this. Helen Redmond, thank you so much for joining us on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
As we hit the tail end of this hour, you know, we swing in from having that conversation about vaping and smokeless tobacco and all that, and that push-pull over that. Not an issue for me because I don't partake in any of that, but I know that it's interesting. These vape shops got popular, and then there was the push to tax them, and then there's the push now, especially, to take it away. So where this all ends up, I think, is we're going to see this spread across the nation, and it was interesting to kind of have that conversation about what's happening in Northern and Southern California. So I'm going to call these popcorn shots or little odds and ends to fill in the blanks, things that you might have missed along the day, and that includes It includes Roy Moore, who won the Alabama GOP runoff over the Trump-backed incumbent. So that's kind of interesting. So the former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who's popular in many circles, some of you are listening to us in Bama, you know what I'm talking about. So he wins Tuesday night. Republicans have tried to turn the runoff for this Senate nomination into more of a referendum. But really, Republican voters, I don't think they were buying any of that. I don't think that was a factor at all in the choices. You know, in the exit polls, that wasn't what was discussed. So with 86% of the vote counted, Moore led Strange 56% to 46%, the Alabama Senator Luther Strange. And So that's pretty interesting. The winner's going to face the Democrat, Doug Jones, a former U.S. attorney, in the December 12th general election. And pretty much what, as I said, exit polls were showing is that people were voting for who they wanted to vote for. It had really nothing to do with the president or, you know, or not. And there were varying reasons why. But watch what happens on December 12th. I think will be interesting. Probably more gets in there. I think it's going to be really tough for the Democrat to win that over, you know, over him. In the meantime, another really buzz in the backyard has to be this response over Hurricane Maria, because, you know, Puerto Rico, of course, is part of the United States. I had a friend today that got involved in that in Tampa and pulling together supplies and trying to do whatever they could to get things off to people. And, of course, it's such a disaster area. Getting in and out, the planes getting in and out is also incredibly, incredibly tough. I mean, it is sad to see the video that's coming out of there, and people keep asking, how can we help? What can we do to help these people? And I like the supplies thing, because that's what is the worst. Medical supplies and any kind of supplies, hygiene kits, all that kind of stuff. So, for example, like World Vision had supplies like water and hygiene kits and warehouses in some of those areas near the storm, and they worked with people locally to distribute the supplies in Puerto Rico and beyond that. There's also the International Medical Corps. They've got emergency medical care. They've got clean water, proper sanitation, because, see, that's the problem. Those waterborne diseases, as we've heard many, many of the people say coming out of these hurricanes, where the danger really lies is in the water, in what happens to you afterwards. That's where sometimes it'll get people, and that's where you find, you know, that more people perish, sadly. Power could be out for 6 months, 3 to 6 months. That is difficult. Are you kidding me? And so people are trying to get off the island. That's the other part of that, because they know it. They know they're trapped, and that they, especially if they have family somewhere in the United States, coming off the island and trying to go back into the United States to family. But it's crazy at the airport. You know, it's nutty at the airport trying to get people off and on. And, you know, they say it's almost like a stampede of whoever can get there, getting there and getting up and out, getting, you know, anywhere they can, but off the island because of the conditions and because of the lack of gasoline. You know, you name it, just throw it out there. And it's a very, very big problem. We don't hear about this a lot, but this is a story that just happened. The stay of execution of a Georgia death row inmate because of racial bias is what they're saying. So the U.S. Supreme Court issued that stay. Keith Tharp, 59 years old, was supposed to die at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night for the 1990 murder of his sister-in-law, Jacqueline Freeman, but the justices granted the stay, and they're considering whether to take up the appeal. If they decide not to hear the case, the stay would be lifted. So conservative justices Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch dissented, saying they would not have granted the stay. In post-conviction appeals, Tharp did not deny killing Freeman. He sought a stay of execution based on, in part, on racist comments from a juror who has since died. So this is where it stands now at this point. The Supreme Court of Georgia declined to hear the claims on Tuesday, prompting that appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this, by the way, was a shooting. So this, as I said, was back in the 90s. Prosecutors say he stopped his wife and sister-in-law on the road when they were driving to work. He grabbed his sister-in-law from the car, shot her before throwing her into a ditch and shooting her again, killing her. Then they allege that he raped his wife, took her to withdraw money from a credit union, where she could call the cops for help. And then 3 months later, he was convicted of malice, murder, and kidnapping, and he was sentenced to death. So how about that? So the whole appeal just centered on this post-conviction testimony of Barney Gatti, a white juror in the trial. During the jury selection, he told attorneys from both sides he could be fair and impartial during the trial. Then, in the late 90s, lawyers from the Georgia Resource Center conducted interviews with each juror as part of a routine investigation to prepare for this habeas corpus, the process of determining whether his imprisonment was unlawful. And in the interview, they say that he harbored very atrocious racist views about black people, is what they said. So that was in the affidavits, and that's what started this whole appeal, etc., and then has now had this stay. Can you imagine? I'm thinking to myself what the families are thinking, what's going through the families, the family's mind. What could they possibly be thinking as they were wondering that this is probably over? But it's not over, and we don't know what will happen. We can only kind of read the tea leaves from here. It could easily be lifted, but not at this point. It's not going to be lifted, that's for sure. And then this one other huge, huge story, and it has to do with athletics. The FBI arresting 10 people, including college basketball coaches and high-level apparel company employees, in connection with an alleged widespread college basketball scheme. So check this out. 4 college assistants and associate coaches, Chuck Person, Lamont Evans, Tony Bland, Emmanuel Richardson, employed at Division I schools with top-tier basketball programs, have abused the trust placed in them, and they were picked up. Can you imagine? So people are scrambling. And there have been other people that have been suspended. So the University of Arizona had to react. Oklahoma State University, the University of Southern California had to react. The University of Louisville, some of you listening to us, they confirmed they received notice of being included in the federal investigation. Wow. Where does this all end up? I mean, I think this is just the very beginning of what we, know about this deal of Adidas and NCAA schools and what went on. Very, very, very disappointed people, alums across the board at many of these places. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Fighter Rover 4 movie by Candy. Get warm and cozy. The movie I picked is real bad, but I love the way it makes us laugh. When I gaze upon your pretty face, I lose track of time and space. I look into your big green eyes, and I can't help but crack a smile. I can't shake the way you make me.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.